BNY Mellon expands crypto custody services in Abu Dhabi. BNY Mellon is expanding its digital asset services in Abu Dhabi, according to CoinDesk. The bank, which holds roughly $52 trillion in assets under custody, is leaning further into the UAE, just as Gulf regulators court Tier 1 Western institutions to anchor their digital asset hubs. The move is incremental rather than headline-grabbing on its own. The signal it sends about where institutional crypto custody is heading is not. A custody giant goes deeper into the Gulf. BNY is the largest custody bank in the world by a wide margin. When that institution chooses to expand a regulated crypto offering in a specific jurisdiction, it tells you which regulators it trusts to host the activity. Abu Dhabi has been working that angle for years through the Financial Services Regulatory Authority at ADGM, which has built a virtual asset framework that mirrors traditional finance licensing in structure and supervision. The Emirate has been collecting names. Standard Chartered's Zodia Custody operates in the region. State Street has signaled interest. Goldman Sachs and Citi run digital asset desks that touch Gulf clients. BNY adding capacity here is consistent with that pattern, not a break from it. What changes with BNY specifically is scale. A custodian that books $52 trillion in traditional assets brings a different operational footprint than a crypto-native firm or a smaller custody arm. Pension funds, sovereign wealth vehicles, and large asset managers that already use BNY for traditional securities now have a path to keep digital asset custody under the same roof and the same reporting standards. The UAE wants the plumbing, not just the headlines. Dubai gets most of the press coverage thanks to VARA, the standalone virtual asset regulator. Abu Dhabi has been quieter and more institutional. ADGM's framework treats digital assets through familiar regulatory primitives, capital requirements, segregation rules, custody obligations, audit trails. That suits a custody bank far better than a retail-led approach. The Emirates' pitch to global custodians has been simple. Run regulated digital asset operations under a common law framework, with English language regulation, with predictable supervision, and with proximity to sovereign capital that wants exposure to the asset class through institutional rails. BNY expanding here is a vote that the pitch is working. Implications for institutional flows. For asset managers running tokenized funds, the pool of credible custody options keeps widening. The same is true for stablecoin issuers and tokenized treasury platforms looking for a Gulf-domiciled reserve custodian. Recent moves like the tokenized U.S. Treasuries on Ethereum hitting record AUM and BlackRock's push to scrap the OCC's tokenized reserve cap point to a market where regulated custody is the bottleneck, not demand. Bitcoin trades at $81,192 as of May 7, 2026, with ETH at $331 and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 50, neutral. Macro positioning is calm. The custody story is moving regardless. That is itself worth noting. The institutional build-out no longer waits on price action. The competitive read for U.S. firms. There is a competitive read here that U.S. policymakers should pay attention to. BNY is a U.S. bank. It is choosing to expand digital asset custody in Abu Dhabi rather than waiting for a clean federal framework at home. The Clarity Act is still being negotiated in the Senate. The OCC's tokenized reserve cap is still in place, pending comment review. And state-level money transmitter overlay rules continue to fragment the U.S. licensing landscape. A U.S.-headquartered custody bank routing institutional crypto activity through ADGM is not abandoning the U.S. market. It is hedging against U.S. regulatory delay by building optionality offshore. Every additional service line that goes live in Abu Dhabi is one that does not need to be rebuilt domestically once federal rules arrive. For Gulf clients, including the region's UAE-based card issuers and crypto firms, the practical effect is more credible counterparties for treasury management. For U.S. clients, the effect is less direct but still real. BNY's Abu Dhabi capacity becomes a fallback for cross-border mandates that involve Gulf counterparties or sovereign-linked vehicles.